East Coast FM's Mind Yourself.
And today we're joined by musician Reuben Hester. And Reuben has just released his debut single, Sold My Soul, which he wrote after his dad died of a drug overdose last year at a young age of 55. Now, over the years, Reuben has been through a lot and hopes by sharing a story he can help others. And Reuben is on the line. Morning, Reuben.
Morning, how you doing?
Okay, thank you for joining us. Obviously, all our dads mean so much, but, you know, you've taken it further to take inspiration from your dad to help others. Tell us about your dad.
Well, he was a wonderful chap. He was half Jamaican, so he was addicted to a good bass line and a good song. Musician, loved to play the organ and sing at every party. He loved to be the center of attention, to be honest. Taught me everything that I knew about the whole music and why it's good for your mind and your body and soul. Liked by many, lived in obviously the small town of Enniscorthy, and yeah, it was a great guy, but unfortunately he also had his problems, like many of us do, but his problems were a little bit deeper and darker than a lot of people's.
And tell us about his drug habit.
Well, he had a drug habit with speed when I was pretty much born, and I never got to see any of that. That lasted until I was kind of aware of my surroundings, and then he kind of kicked that habit and just kind of kept a little bit of drugs on the side whilst I was growing up. And I only started noticing it then when I was like 14, 15, and I kind of always felt to myself, I shouldn't leave Ireland, I shouldn't move to Manchester and pursue my career in case I leave by himself. And that kind of guilt started to build up, and eventually when I did leave, he got worse, and he started on opioids and prescription medication, and eventually methadone.
Goodness me. And I mean, you describe him as a loving, caring father.
Yeah,
just destroyed,
definitely.
The sound of it, just destroyed by all these substances and things, which must have been so difficult for him to be battling them.
For sure. He was just like anybody else. And, you know, he showed me love and affection every day, even at the worst of his addiction. I know others who, you know, they're aggressive and they steal. And he was lovely until the end of his days. And we did everything together. We traveled everywhere together. And he was like a lovely, caring person every single day. But unfortunately, he just could not kick his habits, and the help that we were looking for was kind of out of reach as well a little bit. We were looking at 6 month waiting lists to talk to the right people to get any kind of help with rehab, and doctors were just prescribing more medication to deal with his problems, and it was just a downward spiral.
Yeah, and I heard that, you know, you did your best with him to try and care for him, to,
that's right, yeah,
you know, make him at least comfortable in some way with his life over the last few years before he lost his life to drugs. Tell us about that.
So I was his carer for years. He came over to Manchester then towards the end, and he lived there, and he got gradually worse. He had a heart attack, and he had a triple heart bypass, and that's when the caring began. And whilst I was looking after him, he got worse on the drugs, and I was obviously trying to make a career for myself in music at the same time, which was like juggling plates, you know. So it was difficult looking after him and trying to look after myself as well, and, you know, trying to stay above water.
Yeah, and what effect has that had on you now, living your life? I mean, it's inspired the music, but,
yeah,
you know, within yourself and how you feel and your personality and your outlook and your perspective on life, how has that influenced you?
I think it's made me grow up very fast. I think it's had, and it's weird to say, but it's had a positive impact on my life. Not what happened, but the fact that I had to grow up fast. I had to learn to look after myself. My little brother was, you know, only young. He's now also a drug addict, which is really unfortunate. And he's in and out of rehab, and we're struggling to get him the right help as well. So I kind of felt like I had to be the man of the house then and look after, you know, my mother, who was also trying to help the best she could, but look after her because she's my mom, and look after my brother. So it's been hard, but it has had positive outcomes as well, and how I deal with my day-to-day stuff, and and I'm able to help others with the knowledge that I've received and going through the stuff that I've been through as well.
Yeah. You mentioned Enniscorthy and you mentioned Manchester. So what's been the geographical journey for you, Reuben?
So I grew up in Ireland, of course, until I was like 16, and always wanted to do music. I was in the orchestra playing the cello. And then I moved to Manchester, and one day I went to school. I remember the teacher was like, those earrings, young man, you need to take them out of your ears. And I just looked at her and I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work for me. I remember when she looked at me like, you're crazy. And the music teacher, she was like, you know, Reuben, you're never going to go on and do something with that attitude. And I was like, no, I really am. So I left that day, actually. I went to Manchester. I went traveling around the country busking. After that, I went on to Europe. I traveled Europe for a couple of years busking. Came back to Manchester then, and started making my own music and got it out, and obviously now it's a top 40 in Ireland, which is crazy.
Yeah, brilliant. We'll hear it very soon. I mean, Manchester must have been inspiring. It's it's still a buzz. It's still a hub of music as well, from all the Happy Mondays days and Simply Red and all those bands. I mean, Manchester is special.
Definitely, Manchester is. It's a great place for music, and I was lucky enough to support some great artists in Manchester. And I think there's a lot of competition and a lot of expectation for people who live in Manchester as artists. But it's a great competition, and it's a really great environment to be in, for sure. And I'm in Berlin right now, and the environment, I'd say it's very similar to Manchester. It's very musical, creative, kind of orientated.
Yeah, you're living the life. I'm mad jealous now at all this, all the life you're living. You know, in spite of the hardship and the heartache that you've been through with your dad, you know, you've really cutting out a career for yourself in really great places. So what's it like in Berlin at the moment? Is it opening up?
Yeah, it is. Yesterday was almost 30 degrees. The bars are selling, alcohol and food, and you can take it away. It's lovely. It's hot today. I was just on my way to the studio when I got the wrong train, actually, so I've stepped off in a park. No, it's got the wrong train. But it's really nice over here, and it's massive, and the people are great, and it's a lovely place for me personally to get some headspace, sit in a park and write music and just be away from the busy Manchester. It's a smaller population here, like 3.5 million compared to Manchester, and so it's really great here. I really love it.
Yeah, and what's the music scene like there? Is it still grungy or left field dance music or what?
It's a bit weird, to be honest. There's a lot of punks in Berlin, and there's a lot of hipsters. There's a lot of weird music and a lot of techno, really heavy techno music. But if you're willing to explore the city a little bit and give yourself to it, you find that it's actually full of all types of music and jazz and house and pop and folk and just everything here. But on the face of the music scene, I'd say it's predominantly techno.
Yeah, and it's an amazing city. I've been in it a few times. I just thought it was just magic. And I'm just thinking, do you like left or right, or maybe east or west, Berlin?
It's a tough one. You know, when I was traveling years ago, I lived on the west, and I loved it. I loved the people there. There was less graffiti, and I thought at the time, I was like, wow, this is nice. Reminded me of home a little bit. But now I prefer the east, and I'm living in the east. I like the graffiti, I like the quirkiness of the city, I like the people more, and everybody's kind of just a little bit more free. So I think the east is for me for sure now.
Very good. Well, best of luck with the music career. And here you are. And I suppose every time you sing Sold My Soul, you think of your dad, you think of his struggles, you think of what was.
I do, always when I hear it, when I play it, the emotion comes back, and it goes into the song straight away.
What would you say to people dabbling with substances and things?
I'd say it's a lonely road. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, have to hit rock bottom before they go back up again. But the help is out there. And if anyone does feel like they're struggling, and they can always feel free to message me on my Instagram or my Facebook or anything. It's all over the internet. Just type Ruben Hester in. I'm always open for a conversation for anyone who wants to talk, or, you know, just chat about their emotions, because I've been there. And, you know, there's no right words to say, but for sure talking helps.
Indeed. And hopefully the career continues as well when it opens up. Anything in the book yet?
We've been talking about some potential shows across Ireland and the UK. So hopefully in the next week we'll get confirmation on a couple of shows. That'd be great. Indeed. I'd love to come home to Ireland and perform, and, you know, see my friends and family and people I've not met yet as well, who have been supporting me on this journey.
Yeah, and Little Mix are great fans, I hear.
They are great fans, yeah. They're posting the song on their channel, and, you know, I've seen it on the Little Mix page, and I was like, what's going on? And Leanne, obviously, she's a great help. She messaged me on the Instagram, and she's always supporting me and replying to my stuff and just staying active. And, you know, it's real nice support from Little Mix, obviously. It's something that you'd never expect.
Indeed. Well, I've been talking to Ruben Hester, and we're going to hear his song. He wrote it about his dad. It's an upbeat, positive song, full of determination and defiance. Perhaps you'd introduce it your own way, Ruben, and we'll enjoy listening to
100%. So I've been Ruben Hester. This is my new single, Sold My Soul. I hope any of you guys listening can really relate to it in your own way, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you. Ruben,
thank you very much.
Song.
There's a silence all around, something in the air, I can't believe it now. I tried so hard to let it be, God only knows, keeps coming over me. Some days I feel like I'm fighting, some days I don't feel like writing, some days I don't feel. This city's also a winner. This city's also. I sold my soul to let him know there's a trouble from underneath, and I'm losing my self-belief. I sold my soul, now he should throw up. I'm not giving in. My thoughts, my needs, my selfish ways keep pick up me up. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to do. I'm having trouble, now I'm not here with you. Some days I feel like I'm fighting, some days I don't feel like writing, some days I don't feel. The devil's not only a sinner, this city's also a winner, this city's also. To let him know there's a trouble from underneath, and I'm losing my self-belief. I sold my soul, now he should throw up. I'm not giving in, not giving in, I'm not giving in.
That gorgeous. That is Ruben Hester and Sold My Soul. Well done. Very nice guy. Wish him all the very